Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Alexia.
There is always a big trick in these mini-sodes for me. You always set me up. I have no time to prepare for these, and it's always at the 11th hour, and it's like, oh, let's do a mini-sode. And then it's some random topic, and I've got nothing good to add. But anyway, hit me. What are we talking about today in the mini-sode?
I wanted to first – I found some great lyrics that I love, and I wanted to see if you can spot which song it's from.
Wait, first I need to know, do I get any more information? Like, for example, you're just going to read me some lyrics. Do I know if they're from, like, are they from Bardo's songs? Are they from pop stars? Are they from pop music, rock music? Like, are they Australian? I don't know.
I'll say pop music, but nothing that we've been talking about.
Oh, God. Okay. All right, hit me. So the first one is?
I'm afraid of the dark, especially when I'm in a park and there's no one else around. Ooh, I get the shivers. I don't want to see a ghost. It's the sight that I fear the most. I'd rather have a piece of toast and watch the evening news.
Oh, that is that song, I know.
Yeah.
That is...
starts with a D, the artist's name.
Oh, that is... can I have another clue? I know that.
So the name of the song is Life? Does that...
Desiree. Yeah. You know what's the, I can't sing it, can I?
No, for copyright reasons, we can't sing it.
Yep. But it's Desiree. It's Desiree. Desiree.
Yeah. And don't you just think they are the worst lyrics ever written?
Yeah. I mean, I have to say the rest of that song, you didn't pick the worst ones. There are
really?
Well, they're pretty bad. There are some shit lyrics in that whole song.
Hang on. I'm going to have to Google them now.
Okay. It's such a shit song.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, it's pretty catchy.
No, I love the song. But, the song's great, but the lyrics are fucking terrible.
Okay, just for those playing along at home, I'll read the rest of them out. I'll skip the life, ooh, do. But I'm a superstitious girl. I'm the worst in the world. Never walk under ladders. I keep a rabbit's tail.
I wish we could sing this.
I'll take you up on a dare anytime, anywhere. Name the place. I'll be there. Bungee jumping. I don't care. It's just so like someone's sat down and I've got 10 minutes to write some lyrics and I've got a rhyming dictionary, so here we go. No thought to it whatsoever.
None at all.
But I'm sort of going somewhere with this because I think the harmonies in Bardo's Poison, which we sort of heard for the first time, the harmonies are so excellent and, you know, it gives me goosebumps and there's something great about hearing people all singing together. But then the lyrics are so cheesy. Don't you think?
For Bardo?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, mind you, find me a girl group ever. Find me a boy band or a girl band ever. You know, a pop band that doesn't have shitty lyrics. I don't think Bardo are the standouts. I mean, Scandalous in the next series, you won't survive, me, myself, and I. I mean, for God's sake.
It reminded me, there's this brilliant film that I absolutely love from like the mid-50s called The Girl Can't Help It.
With the divine Jane Mansfield.
Yes. And like it's, of course, it's like a feminist nightmare these days because, you know, Jane Mansfield walks down the pavement and the milkman's there holding a bottle of milk and the bottle of milk pops open as she walks past. So it's that kind of like comedy that you have to really sort of frame as of the time.
For sure.
Come in with an open mind because it's actually great. But there's this scene in it and it's like this character called Fats who's a slot machine mogul who fancies himself as a songwriter and he's pitching to Jane Mansfield's manager for her to sing one of his songs. And just the lyrics come out as sort of derivative nonsense, like he's this old guy, like, hey, how are you, buddy? And he's like, one rock, two rocks, rock pile dust is on my shoe. And he's like using the word rock literally, sort of being out of touch with what the word rock actually meant at the time. And it just made me feel like, you know, it's really this two guys sitting around smoking, you know, playing music to each other, deciding what the, you know, the female star is going to be doing. And to me, it just feels like a great, what's it called, like a parable or something. You know, this is what the record industry is like. And actually, it doesn't feel like not much has changed between, you know, how people were making fun of the record industry in the mid-50s and, you know, what's happening in pop stars.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's ever been any different. I mean, you think about 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock rock, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock rock. I mean, it's just, you know, there's been shitty lyrics forever. But if it's a catchy hook, that's all that matters. I mean, nobody cares.
No, no, it's true. And I could just listening to the Bardot lyrics, I can just see like the two guys in like a room. One's got a piano, the other's got a cigar in his mouth. You better stop, better run away. You'd better listen what I have to say. You know, it's going to be a hit. We got a hit on our hands, Davey.
My God. I don't think that's exactly how it went down, but I get what you mean. Yes. You don't like the lyrics of Poison.
I just think it's so just out of, like, there's no context to it. Like, one idea doesn't follow on to the next. It's disjointed. Doesn't make any sense. Like, hang on, I've got them written down here somewhere.
You don't think it makes sense?
Well, you better stop. You better run away. You better listen to what I have to say. I'll keep you hanging on the line.
Yeah.
Just one kiss, I'll blow your mind.
Yeah, as it's about look after me or I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
If you try and fuck with me, boy, I'll fuck you up.
But fever running high, you will never be the same. Like, where's the fever come into it?
The fever is the guy being so in.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
To me, yeah. You will never feel the same. Fever running high, you will never be the same. Like, you are so into me, you will never be the same again after me, boy.
Yeah. You've stopped and you've run away, and now you better listen to what I have to say, though you've run away over there.
I think that is, you know, you better stop or you better run away.
Right.
Or like you better stop, you better run away.
Yeah.
Or you better listen to what I'm going to say, because I'm going to keep you hanging on the line like a fish in a hook.
Yeah.
Or hanging on the line like on pause, on hold, on the phone. With just one kiss, I will blow your motherfucking mind.
Yeah.
You're so desperate. You know, it makes you insane, and you're insane, and you're, you know, fevering from just my presence being near you. You know, fever running high, you'll never be the same because of how fucking hot and how awesome I am.
But where does the poison come into it?
Don't you treat me... Well, because she's poison. It's like, you know, lover's kiss, you know, taking a bite of the poisoned apple. Don't make me sad. Don't treat me bad. You know, our love could be so fucking good and deep as the ocean. If you can't be good to me and you cheat on me, well, then I've got news for you. Just remember, I can fuck you up, mate.
Don't deceive this poison deep inside.
Well, and that's right. You know, don't be deceived by my beautiful exterior. I am on the inside, you know, a strong woman, and I'm going to fuck you up if you fuck with me. Some people say that I'm hard to tame. They know that trouble is my middle name. You know, oh, I'm a playful, carefree kind of gal. Too dangerous, what do you want from me? Well, I mean, that's basically like saying, you know, I'm a double-edged sword. You know, what do you want from me? This chemistry in my body, you know, is about I can't control this raw animal thing inside of me that you're completely feverish by, you know, you're being driven insane by, you know, I've got you scared.
It's just too many mixed metaphors, don't you think?
No, it's not at all. I think actually people are going to be listening back to this, listening to me going, yes, Alexander, you're so right. Alex, what the fuck's wrong with you? You know, when they talk about, you know, I've got you scared and now you're running blind. I mean, yeah. Don't you think that, like, that is such a common thing? Like, we all know, you know, treat 'em mean, keep 'em keen. You know, if, you know, people often kind of pull out of like dating and relationships or crushes they have because they just too overwhelmed with attraction. They're like, I can't actually go through with this. I can't do it. And then, you know, don't make me mad because you know I won't be kind. You know what I mean? I mean, these are feminist lyrics, Alex. I'm going to say it. I think you've missed this here, I'm afraid. I think this is a miss for you.
But just, I will give them credit because at the beginning they say, better run away. And then they say, you're running blind. So, you know, there is something in there where they've thought about how the lines
connect. What's your problem that they've repeated them?
No, I was giving them credit for those two lines. You've run away and now you're running blind, you know. Everything else is one big mashup.
I actually think I'm so right. I'm going to try and find the songwriter and I'm going to ask him, but I think I'm right with what I'm saying. Anyone listening, let me know. Write in and let us know if you think that what I've said is basically right. And remember, this is all on the fly, so I only just found this out. So I just had to psychoanalyze the lyrics to a 20-year-old Bardo pop song without any fucking preparation.
You did very well.
I
did very well.
Fucking good job. Thank you very much.
We're putting you on the spot. This is your training for, you know, when TMZ call and ask you to host their Up Late with Alexander.
Oh, totally. I'm so ready. Can you imagine? I'll so do it. I'd be so great.
Yeah. I mean, there's whispers and rumors of pop stars being remounted in Australia. And
yeah,
what would be better than an after show? Like Russell Brand, Big Mouth, Big Brother, Big Mouth thing, but with us instead of Russell Brand, you know, just putting the idea out there.
I think it'd be brilliant. Genius.
Yeah.
Besides, they can't get anyone else to do it. Sonia Kruger's doing just about everything else on Channel 7 at the moment. The poor woman hasn't got a moment to scratch herself. So if it's not Sonia, it's got to be us.
Yeah. All right, so they do have a little tie in there with running away. You better stop, you'd better run away, listen to what I have to say, and then whoever they're talking to is not going to be able to hear them anymore, but fine. At least it's not toast, ghost, most, post, roast, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, I mean, yeah, the whole toast, ghost, evening news thing is a bit fucking abstract, I'm afraid, Desiree.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it any less catchy.
Well, you know? And I was thinking as well, like, if you went back and looked at some Beatles lyrics, like, I am the Eggman, Walrus.
Oh, totally.
You know, Jell-O custard. Policeman on the Eiffel Tower, whatever it is. But there's nothing tongue-in-cheek about Desiree. I think that's my main problem, is she's taking herself quite seriously.
Very seriously, yeah. But that's right. In fact, I'm going to go and listen to that song after we finish this recording because it's such a happy song.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. Like, ultimately, I don't even think I ever really listened to lyrics until I got a bit older. Like, I was always just about
Same.
The music.
Agree.
And, like, if it was good music, then it was great in my books, so... You know.
Yeah, I mean, I think about like some of the stuff that I used to listen to as a young person. Like, you know, I loved things like Pet Shop Boys, which I know, you know, now if you listen to them as an adult, I listen to them and I read so much into the lyrics. I'm like, wow, they're actually really cool, brilliant lyrics, actually, I just didn't even realize listening to them. I just thought they were kind of like boppy dance songs as a kid.
Yeah.
But now they're actually, they're quite almost political and quite genius and brilliant. But I think, you know, also that's the, that's sort of been the cross to bear for pop music throughout history. I mean, you think about it, everyone takes the lyrics of, you know, everyone would cite bands like, you know, songs like Wonderwall by Oasis or Ironic by Alanis Morissette, you know, that I Was Meant for You by Jewel or some of those really iconic songs of the mid-90s. People would be like, ah, singer-songwriters, they're brilliant lyrics. Nobody actually looks into pop music and kind of goes, oh, they're great lyrics or they're bad lyrics. They're just kind of like, meh, pop music.
Yeah. Having said that, I think One Hand in My Pocket is still one of my, you know, anthems.
By Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like she's talking about me in that song, you know.
Yeah, and she probably is, but just remember it's a pocket of a, something that's probably got a hole in it because you bought it at a thrift store.
Ouch. That was a stab about my fashion choices. All right. Should we wrap it up there?
Wrap it up.
So anyway, all the usual things, you know, we're on Instagram at Fruity Alexia Podcast. And we have a little link in our description where you can go and send us a little bit of cash to say thank you. You know, you don't have to. The easiest way to support us is actually just to subscribe to the podcast. So we get, you know, those sweet, sweet download numbers and we can, you know, get some some more advertising bucks. So however you'd like to do
speak
it.
Speak for yourself. I'd like cash.
All yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. You need to get your fillers refilled.
Oh, I wish. You think this is a face with fillers? Good grief.
There's something going on there. Anyway.
I'd be asking for a refund.
All right. Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Alexia.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.